Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a top AEW star is leaning towards leaving.
Why Roman Reigns is set to miss Hell in a Cell.
Another AEW wrestler may have suffered a torn ACL.
And huge news about NXT 2.0. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news on a Friday, no less.
And you know what we do on a Friday. Today I have to start off by giving a few shout-outs to the persons who sent in our wonderful artwork. There's more where this comes from, but thank you to Jake Godfrey, who... A hairy dragon! We asked for a hairy dragon last week. There he is with the Flipping Fiend. Tremendous. But we've got more to come as well from Travis, a creator, at AEW_1
yes.
on Twitter. And another one as well from at Kyle_Dav_S. on Twitter, and of course, shout
out to fix that Twitter handle, man.
100%. And shout out to Gators Daily for creating the flat F-U-C-K. Anyway, we're going to start. Let's do some news on this news video.
Indeed.
MJF is at it again, sort of. So a new report from Fightful Select dropped last night. And if you recall, last month we did a bunch of stuff on his contract that also came from Fightful Select. MJF a little bit frustrated. Wants to be paid more. People who've come into the company who are earning more than him since he signed. All that stuff. Well, in the original report, there was the report in April as well about, or maybe it was March, but earlier this year, about the conversation. He did the interview with Ariel Helwani that he didn't clear with AEW PR. That caused a bit of a kerfuffle.
I think it's a good word.
I think it's fair to say. Yeah. There was a conversation between Tony Khan and MJF after that, but it seems that any good sentiment coming out of that has not lingered with MJF. Not a fan of... Well, who had that song? You have to let it linger.
Yeah, who are they?
The Cranberries.
I was going to say, was it Cranberries?
There you go. The zombie band.
Yeah.
Speaking of zombies, there he is. But in the new update here, Fightful Select have stated that despite the aforementioned conversation and that, you know, the good sentiment not really lasting, they haven't heard of any further frustrations on Tony Khan's behalf, but on MJF's behalf, well, maybe. Apparently, his constant teases of jumping ship to WWE, which he does all the time, are not believed to be in character. Now, it's felt by some that Fightful spoke to that MJF and Tony Khan aren't as close as they were when AEW was formed, and MJF is now leaning towards leaving. We should stress leaning towards and not 100%
no.
guaranteed, committed, I'm out of here. There you go. Contract negotiations have at least been mentioned to him, though there's no word on whether or not that would be an extension or just like a renegotiation of his current terms. 2024 is when his contract's up. You know that. He mentions it on TV every other week. So yeah, here we are. My breakdown of this is very simple. I think when MJF signed with AEW in 2019, it was a long-term five-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
That would add up with the dates. I think it was for nowhere near his current market value.
No.
Because when he came in, he was an indie up-and-comer. He wasn't the level of star he is today. I also think that Tony Khan is sitting there and going, I'm going to wait until my new TV deal comes through at the end of the year.
Exactly.
Because then I'll have more funds at my disposal. And here we are. So yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah, first of all, I should start off with an apology. I knew all about this ages ago.
Of course.
Because he's my best friend and he tells me everything, but I wasn't allowed to say anything.
Piggy leaked it as well.
Sorry about that. Look, fascinating this. Obviously, this was all over social media last night and everyone was giving their takes and stuff. And I get it. Some people sit there and say, well, Tony Khan effectively has got unlimited money. Why on earth would he wait around for this TV deal? Brilliant. New photo of the flat F with Jay Cargill flipping him off there.
New Jade just dropped.
What was I saying? Oh, yes. So, what was I saying? Yes, but at the end of the day, Tony Khan is a businessman. He's trying to balance the books somewhat. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying it's going to go the same way as WCW, but WCW had that infamous year where they lost millions and 40 million. They lost in a year?
They lost that in a week.
Sorry, yeah, something like that. But they lost tons of money because they didn't balance the books. And I've no doubt that when they get a new TV deal, as much as people want to talk bollocks on the internet, it's going to be vastly improved from where they were because they are going up year on year. And they will have more funds to play with. And yes, there is an argument to be made, well, if they can throw money at Punk, Danielson, Keith Lee, Adam Cole, the list goes on and on and on and on. Why haven't they got money for MJF? Well, arguably...
They probably do.
Yeah, they probably do. But also, right now, you've signed on the dotted line. The agreement's there, yeah. You know? He's there until 2024, until the bidding war of 2024, as he keeps talking about. On the other hand, and my incredibly far more biased hand, pay the man!
Yeah.
He is one of the best wrestlers in the world today. Well, he is an all-rounder. Mm-hmm. He is, in my opinion, been involved in some fantastic feuds, in my opinion, the best feud AEW has ever had with him and CM Punk. Mm-hmm. I think he smashes it every single week, and that's neglecting the fact that he's a really good wrestler as well. Yeah. Like, I get it. He comes out and he's funny, or he's a heat magnet, or whatever, or he puts people through these trials. The thing is, it's not just talk. When he steps between those ropes, he puts on, as much as Dave Meltzer wishes to disagree, 5-star matches a lot of the time. So he should pay the man, because WWE, if I was WWE, I'd offer him the world to try and jump, because we were talking yesterday about who's going to fill that void if Roman Reigns eventually does depart properly. MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, he is going to be the biggest star in wrestling in the next few years, wherever he ends up.
And if you look at his 2022 so far, it has literally just been back-to-back Feud of the Year contenders. Yeah. Punk, Wardlow. I mean, look, if I'm Tony Khan, I'm paying him now, but I'm not Tony Khan.
I get where you're coming from with the TK stuff, though.
I don't see the books. Like, I've not seen the accounts. They're not made public, you know. So there's all kinds of stuff going on here. One thing's for sure, MJF is going to get a massive deal coming out of this, whether it's with AEW, whether it's with WWE, or whether it's with What Culture Pro Wrestling.
Bring him home! One match he had for us.
One night in Sunderland.
Please don't go.
He lost to Benji, didn't he?
He did. He was in like a briefcase, like a money in the bank sort of thing.
So how good is he really?
Oh, Maxwell. But yes, we'll keep you updated on this, and I'll try, if he allows me, to pass on any more information that we have on our regular nightly chats.
Yeah. Okay.
2 hours you're on the phone. No, you hang up, Maxwell. Right, let's talk about Roman Reigns and Hell in a Cell. You can tell it's Friday today. He's missing Hell in a Cell. You may have seen this report yesterday. Wrestling Observer Radio.
That's wonderful.
Dave Meltzer reported that he's going to be missing Hell in a Cell, and he subsequently reported why he is set to miss Hell in a Cell, and it's because WWE don't need him. Long and the short of it. Yeah. No, what I mean
they're
by that is...
they're releasing him.
Off you go. You want to go Hollywood? Why don't you... Go Hollywood, then.
Bugger off, Roman.
No, the justification is because WrestleMania 38 Night 1 did so well without a Roman Reigns on the card. Granted, it was headlined by Kevin Owens versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. Let's just say, for once, the WWE are slightly more relaxed when it comes to premium live events and getting those numbers to constantly trend upwards. And they're just confident that Hell in a Cell will do fine without him on it. And you know what? I'm inclined to agree with them. You don't always need Roman Reigns on it. And I keep saying this. I'm going to keep campaigning on this point, right? Just have a fatal five-way, like you used to do when Brock wasn't there. Because me and Sidgwick have worked out, anything with people, less than four people in, four or less, doesn't work, because he hates tag team. He hates tag team wrestling. Triple threats are just people waiting on the outside so they can all come in and do a move. And one-on-one matches, all right, I suppose they're good. But anything between 5 and 29, because they buggered up the Rumbles this year, 5 and 29 people, that's the sweet spot for WWE. Have a fatal five-way to determine his number one contender, Drew, and then there you go.
Why not do like a sexy 26-way?
Exactly.
There's options. There's so many options on the table. Yeah, and also like with the Peacock deal, it's guaranteed money.
Yeah.
Right, and they don't need to sell network subscriptions. They don't need to sell pay-per-views.
Imagine WWE being relaxed about something. Yeah. My brain
being
hurts.
Being chill. That's the international...
Salt Bay, isn't it?
Yes.
Should we go to Salt Bay's restaurant and do a live news from there?
Too expensive.
That's not mine. I'm not putting the bill.
That's true. Hello?
Oh!
Brilliant.
Hey, there's more. There's you.
Look, it's the... I didn't see me there. I was like, oh, the worst film ever in The Fiend. But now, change of plan. Me and Pippin, or whatever he's called, hanging about.
I think that's...
Do you know what I'd do? Just chuck it in the river.
That's
in the there room. You go. Short film, innit, then? Frodo, you need to take this ring to Mordor. No, I don't.
This is the scene where the Habbies, the hairy feet guys, they team up with Naruto and they find the Pokemon. It's great. Anyway.
And I thought I was going to get in trouble for my comments. The comment section is going to be ablaze today.
Layla Hirsch might have torn her ACL.
Oh, it's awful.
She's been out for a little while. And PW Insider's Mike Johnson reported yesterday in a Q&A that talents in AEW believe, it's not 100% confirmed, but they believe she is sidelined either or... a torn ACL and a torn MCL. Now, these comes with varying recovery times. An ACL usually means 6 to 9 months on the sidelines, which would suck.
Anterior cruciate ligament, right?
That's the one. And MCL, which is
my cruciate ligament.
That one. The window varies a bit, depends on severity, yeah. But it can be under 8 weeks. So, we don't know as of yet. But Layla might need to undergo surgery if she hasn't already. It's a sucky situation. She last wrestled at AEW's Dark Elevation tapings on the 6th of April. But the match, it didn't air. It had to be stopped. It was the dreaded X. So yeah, best wishes to her. Hope she's not out for a long time. Hope this injury isn't all that severe.
Yeah, exactly. AEW really opened my eyes to Layla Hirsch. Didn't know a lot about her beforehand, but I fell in love with her. I thought she's absolutely fantastic. A diminutive... grappler who just messes people. You look at her and you go, well, she's going to be easy to beat. No. She's fantastic. I really enjoyed her heel turn, for example. With anyone, especially with these sorts of injuries, ACL, MCL stuff, you know, if you're a fan of any sport, that it's a roll of the dice in terms of how you recover and
you'd
what
hope
happens.
That because she's a young wrestler.
Exactly.
I don't know if that makes it any easier necessarily, but you'd hope that she'd get through it because she's got a long career ahead of her. She's still very young, she's still growing, she's still developing as a wrestler and all of that. So, yeah.
From all of us here at What Culture, Layla, get well soon. And we'll keep you updated as to the update on this injury as and when we get it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's talk about NXT 2.0, because there's been an update from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio and Post Wrestling's John Pollock. No bollock, just bollock. Talking about NXT and their WWE's plans to take it back out on the road. First time in over 2 years that will be happening. House show schedule apparently starting in June. There's still going to be some internal listings in Florida, as was the case before 2020. This is not going to affect, I was going to say tapings, it's not tapings, it's just live NXT 2.0 episodes, basically. But my God, we have been crying out for this for a long time.
Yeah, they really need it. Very difficult to improve if you aren't getting the reps. And at the moment...
And when you are getting the reps, here you are, you're on national television. Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if you make a mistake, it's hyper-amplified, and these wrestlers are very young, and that's really unfair. So yeah, good. Glad of this. Do it now.
Yeah, I there's some people there, obviously, that do not need that seasoning. I'm thinking of a Cameron Grimes. I'm thinking of a Carmelo Hayes. I'm thinking of an Io Shirai, for example. Yeah. But there are some people...
Everyone else,
who have got so much potential. We talk, for example, and I don't want to single people out and say they need more training or whatever, but the amount of times you and I, you, me, Sidge, Hamflet, talk about people like Trick Williams and go, he's got so much potential, he just needs those reps. Yeah. Tony D, Tiffany Stratton, like, I know they're the gimmicks that I... But they've got something, haven't they? They've got that thing.
Yeah, and you want
and they just need that experience out on the road. They're finally going to get it. They'll be heading out in the road on the road in June. And yeah, I'm really excited about that. It's something that's been missing from NXT. Good.
Even people like Bron Breakker, who I know a lot of people...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people think he's like a can't-miss star. I'm not so convinced. I think he needs those reps.
He needs something to make that transition from the Goldberg wrestler, which is great. But you can't just have an 8-minute match where you kind of don't duo and then go to the Goldberg set.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, it's weird. They've got him having these like weird competitive headlock matches and stuff. And it's like, I don't think that's his strength.
Yeah, so don't have him go 15 minutes against Joe Gacy.
Yeah, or Dolph Ziggler. Like, just, it's, I don't know. I think they need to figure out what makes Bron Breakker Bron Breakker and not force him into a formula. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of formulas, you know what we do on Friday News?
What's that?
Ask for the worst questions of all time. So I've actually this week the questions were obviously bad.
Too good.
They're too bad. They're bad by default because I want you to send me stupid stuff.
Yes.
But they were actually really good. So I had a real tough time narrowing this down.
Wow.
To three questions today, but I'm going to screw you over.
Here he is.
There he goes. The classic. The governor.
Look, I just...
The flat...
Every time... He's got that next to his desk, right, Andy? And every... It's like you discover something new every time you look at it.
He's got layers, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The big flat.
Well, one layer. Flat.
Good point. Listen, shouts to the flat.
People, like, in America send us photos, and this boy's out there when they're playing golf.
Yeah, he's like walking around the golf course.
Of Birdie!
Don't think this one's capable of walking. Look at this. He just sludges.
I think he opens his mouth and people think he's a crazy golf hole.
He goes, eat your leg.
He only eats golf balls, interesting fact.
The first time we put this guy in the background, somebody commented, I like the news, but the gigantic melting reptile in the background is very distracting.
So that's what you get.
Now he's the main event.
BBC are going to be copying us soon.
Right, I'm going to screw you over again.
Surprise, surprise.
For a refreshing change. This is from Where Did Cotton Eye Joe Go? At Chris Kibble. Chris Kibble 2 on Twitter. Who would last the longest in a game of hide and seek? The Fiend or the Flat? But also, ask Adam to do the news in a Scottish accent.
Oh, you're not going to be happy about that, are you, fella? Eh? Hey, you didn't care this was coming. Eh, man?
Min,
is that right?
Aye.
Okay. I'd go to go flat F-U-C-K, to be honest. I think you can smell the Fiend. The Flat can get underneath anything.
Any door.
Anything, any door. Any piece of paper. And the Fiend. Let me in. Oh, I can hear you, man. Min.
So the Flat.
Fiend. Easy find.
Yeah. The flat.
The Flat, I'm still looking for the Flat F. We started last week.
He's there.
I found him.
He's behind you. Right, thank you for that one, Chris. Sorry, viewers, for...
Sorry, Scottish. Oh, sorry. Goodbye. They've gone.
What was that?
See you later.
You're not.
Excuse me.
You'll never...
I hate Iceland.
You'll never be...
I don't hate Iceland if you're Icelandic.
Shout-outs to Smito. what did he do again? He kicked someone who was on fire or something.
Aye. Kicked him in the bollocks. I'm so sorry.
Gotta get through this.
Come on, focus up, Pete Murray.
Comes from John Bornsbury.
Oh, the Wild Tonsbury is it?
He says, now, you have to do this in the accent, right?
Okay. All right, okay.
This is for the king of the microphone.
Oh!
Finally, I got several questions saying, can you destroy the microphone? One of them said, can you do it
never! Indestructible, this.
John asks...
Why? What's he saying?
You have to do this.
Go on, what you saying?
You have to do this in your accent.
Aye, no bother.
What would the flat sound like cutting a promo?
After the beating you gave me, the one thing the Flat F is not ready to face you at the Royal Rumble, but I believe the Flat Wrestling Federation fans deserve a substitute. I think you know the guy. Flat Alligator. Cactus Flat!
Cactus Flat! Flat Hardy. Oh, Flat Jackson, the young Crocs. Jesus. I thought you were just going to go like, what noise does an alligator make?
Depends if a golf ball's going in his mouth or not.
where it goes. Right, the last question of the day, if you're still with us, I love you.
Imagine someone saying, oh, you know what, I've seen all these walk culture videos, I'm going to check it out today. What the bloody hell's going on?
Tim Riggio. Tim Riggio Quivillon. Apologies if I pronounce your name wrong. PhD, shout outs, respect.
Whoa, fancy doctor, eh?
Tim.
What are you going to say, Tim?
This is Wally.
What?
look at this
Wally!
Wally is an emotional support alligator and part-time ring bearer in Pennsylvania.
Oh my god.
What wrestler would you want as a support animal and or ring bearer? I mean, it's Wally.
I mean, how do you talk? Wally?
Wally.
Has he got a wee... He's got a wee bow tie.
Yeah, he's got a little flower.
Oh my god.
What a lovely crocodile. Oh, is he a lizard, actually? I'm not
sure. Imagine Anna Louise if I said, by the way, this is the ring bearer, not your nephew. Out of the way, Henry. What, Wally's coming through.
I don't think Mrs. H. Murray would be happy with this. But guess what?
That's going to happen, though.
Guess what? We're getting married in Pennsylvania.
What was the question? Which wrestler do I want as a support animal?
And a ring bearer.
Oh, Piggy.
Piggy.
Piggy's going to need some bloody employment after MJF beats him at Double or Nothing, isn't he? So
I'd probably go a goblin.
Is
a goblin an animal? Just imagine it going... Bah, bah, bah.
I thought you said wrestler. Who's a goblin?
Or
did you say animal?
Oh, I've misunderstood it. It says, what wrestler would you want as an emotional support animal? Mantar, obviously. There you go. Right.
It was in name Black Taurus in
Black
Impact.
Black Taurus, yeah.
I haven't really watched a lot of Impact, and I was like... What the bloody hell's going on here, lads?
He wrestles in a massive bull. Look up Black Taurus if you've not seen him.
Oh my god. Can't he take your eyes off him like the flat FUCK?
I've got a thread on my t-shirt.
Oh, he's got a wee thread. Yeah, oh, didn't he pull that thread?
Right, thank you for... this is your bit.
See you, Jimmy. I'm not doing... I'm not doing... And finally, this is your and finally, you lucky bastards. I can't stop talking like this now. I gotta do the SmackDown preview and the AW Rampage preview like this.
I'll just do the
Sedgwick's gotta sit in a room for 20 minutes. I done it, Kane. Right, follow me at Adam Wilmore on Twitter. Andy, where can people find you?
You find me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Friday, alligators.
Follow the Crocs and you'll find him. That's what you need to do. Like, share, subscribe. Sorry to every country we've offended on this news.
Scott, I'm an Irish.
I'm an Irish, but didn't it? That's next week. There we go.
There was actually a really good one for this week that I hope gets asked next week as well. But I'm not here next week.
So ach, no.
You'll have to coordinate props.
Oh my god, that's quite the... I'm a book a day off. I can't handle that sort of pressure. Right. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Thank you so much to everybody for sending your fantastic artwork in as well.
And why I'm boiling your heat.
Thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon. Okay!
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project... There's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.